Fuck you. Fuck me? Yeah, fuck you. After all these years, I thought you'd never ask, but yeah, okay. Okay, I replied, utterly shocked at her response. You didn't hear me the first time? No, I just. You just what? She now sat with her blouse in her hand, wearing a black lace bra. Still stunned by what had transpired, I tried to comprehend how my mocking jab had suddenly placed my best friend and me in this situation. We had known each other for years, but never really connected romantically. Perhaps it was because we knew too much about each other, or perhaps we both watched each other stumble into and out of some really bad relationships. Spending so much time providing a warm hug and strong shoulder for each other, we never really saw the connection we had established. So now I stood with my head spinning as I watched Donna raise her hips off the car seat as she removed her shorts and then, settling back down into the seat, unfastened her bra. Suddenly, there she was, wearing only her panties, smiling at me, her beautiful breasts beckoning me. I buried my face in them, letting the erect nipples slide over my face into and out of my mouth. I felt her hand squeeze over the erection protruding from my pants, and I pulled away, saying, No, this is not right. Not like this, here in the car. I was just fucking with you when I said that. And in a little bit we'll be fucking each other, she replied, reaching again to my crotch and gently squeezing my hard cock. But she squeezed me hard and pulled me towards her. This is going to happen, she said, with an expression of both fury and arousal. Now pull off my panties. Kneeling on the seat, I reached over to her, grabbed the elastic top of the panties, and slipped them off as she raised her hips. Tossing them aside, I moved to sit back up, but she quickly grabbed my head and pulled it down between her legs. I felt the soft skin of her thighs brush my cheeks as I moved my mouth to her pussy. I slipped my tongue between her lips, first burrowing into her cunt, then sliding up to her clit. Gently running my hand along the tongue over her firm nub, I could hear her moan as I felt her hips begin to undulate. I moved a finger up into her wet opening and easily slipped it inside her, moving it up in unison with my tongue. She quickly picked up the rhythm, pumping her hips against my face. Glancing up between her breasts, I expected to see her eyes close, but instead they were wide open as she intently watched my every motion. Her eyes glared with an intensity I had never seen in her before. Slipping a second finger into her, I moved my tongue a bit faster over her clit and saw her clench her teeth. Her hand then grabbed the back of my head, pulling my face hard against her pussy. She began grinding herself on me, soaking my chin in fingers. I continued teasing her clit as I watched her close her eyes. Then I heard something between a moan and a scream come from her as she came, her pussy pulsing over my fingers, her hips driving beautiful wet lips onto my face. I had to hold my breath for a few moments before she released her grip and settled her ass back down on the seat. I quickly unfastened my pants, kicked off my shoes, and pulled my pants and underwear off, tossing them on top of her clothes. She had already scooted herself closer to me so she could lean back. Crawling up between her legs, I felt her grab my cock and guide it into herself. It slipped in easily as I thrust it to the hilt. The sensation was exquisite, feeling her soft, wet warmth around me. I withdrew and thrust back into the immense pleasure again, wondering how I could hold off coming until she, seemingly reading my thoughts, she said, "Don't hold back. I knew you wouldn't last. That's why you ate me first. Now come on, give it to me." That was all it took as I let the pleasure wash through my cock to my balls, and I exploded, spurting my cum deep inside her as I pushed hard as I could into her. Closing my eyes, I let myself fall down upon her, my cock burrowing as deep into her as I could manage. It felt so good, so right, the two of us together like that. We remained there until my cock shrank and slipped out of her. I gave her a quick kiss on the lips, and then, separating the clothes, we both got dressed. "Next time you tell me, fuck you better be prepared," she said to me. "Oh, I will, I promise," I answered, thinking about that next time.